Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa; St. Paul, Minnesota; Akron, Ohio; Plainfield, Indiana; Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter; Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune in to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
Okay, everyone, hold on. This is gonna be tricky.
Nimini, are you gonna try to pilot our ship straight through this asteroid field? But that's impossible!
Impossible. For some, maybe, but I'm the best pilot in the galaxy!
You are not the best pilot in the galaxy. The best pilot in the galaxy is Salamander McNamara.
Okay, not now, smart ship. Even if I'm not the best pilot in the galaxy, I know how to play the odds.
The odds of safely making it through this asteroid field is 4.25.
No, never tell me the odds, smart ship! Okay, everyone, here we go. Okay, see all this?
Wow, Nimini, that was really some fancy maneuvering.
Thanks. It's all due to my years and years of pilot training, but also my lucky Galileo Galilei bobblehead dashboard topper.
Ooh.
Yeah, I take it with me wherever I go, and I've never piloted a ship without it. It's probably one of my most prized belongings.
Greetings, Story Pirates. No need for alarm. I mean you no harm. I also don't usually rhyme, but it's kind of working this time. Okay, that's enough. Stop it, Elbart. Where was I? Right. My name is Elbart, and I come in peace.
Phew!
I also come from the future.
Oh!
I'm also here to save the world.
Gasp!
There isn't much time to say more. In order to save the world and life as we know it, I'll need to return to the future. And I'll need to bring with me the one object that is key to saving the known universe. Nimini's lucky Galileo Galilei bobblehead dashboard topper.
Other people, just write for yourself.
Just go for the imagination. This is weird.
Wow, that was awesome.
Sheep, get out of here. We're trying to finish a story.
The Story Pirates.
Welcome back to the Story Pirates Podcast,
where we take stories written by kids
and turn them into sketch comedy and songs.
So let me just get this straight, Elbart. You come from the future where things are going badly, so you came back to your past, our present, to take my lucky Galileo Galilei bobblehead dashboard topper, because if you bring it back to the future with you, it somehow saves humanity?
Yes, that is correct.
So it's kind of like Terminator.
Well, no, not really.
Back to the Future?
Oh, even less so.
Ooh, The Notebook?
Have you seen The Notebook? It's It's not about time travel at all.
Wow, wow. This is kind of a lot to process. Could we maybe do a story first?
Great idea. Okay, listeners, this story is about... Let's see, how do I describe this? Cups. It's about cups. You know, like cups that you drink out of. Uh-huh. Here's the author to introduce it.
Hi, my name is Timothy. I'm 8 years old. I live in Florida. This is my story, and it's called Good Cups.
Happy birthday, dear Delbert! Happy birthday to you!
Oh, yeah.
Thanks, Delbert!
Lovely party.
And don't forget to make a wish before you blow out the candles.
Here I go!
Ooh. Hey,
now I'll serve everyone some delicious cake on these good paper plates.
This pastry tastes great.
It's quality.
And now I'll serve everyone a tasty drink out of these good cups.
Ooh,
oh, nice. Here you are.
Thank you.
Wait a second. This isn't a good cup. This is a bowl.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
This isn't a good cup either. This is a colander. I'm covered in milk.
Oh, let me get that for you.
I almost feel bad that I'm the only one here who got a good cup. Wait, that's not a good cup. Is this a garlic press?
I'm so sorry, everyone. I wanted to get good cups, but I don't know the first thing about good cups. Delbert, I'm sorry that I've ruined your birthday with these not good cups.
Oh, nothing's ruined, Mom. I wished for good cups, and I have a feeling my wish is gonna come true any second now. Ah, right on schedule.
Oh my goodness, it's a little cup!
Ha, not just any little cup, Mom. It's rapper, party legend, and all-around good cup, Lil Cup.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay. Party people! If you do not have good cups, get ready for good cups. Lil Cup in the house, that's me. Let me introduce my fellow good cups. It's the good cup anthem. Let's go!
It's time to celebrate. Happy birthday to you. You need a special cup. Take this one. It's blue.
In a hurry for refreshment, this cup, it's so fast. Or maybe try a slow cup so your apple juice will last.
All those cups, cups, cups. Yeah, those cups, cups, cups. We are cups, cups, cups. We are all good cups.
This is a lot to process.
Mom, it's rude to interrupt good cups.
I'm so sorry.
They come in different sizes, like big or small. Some cups are won as prizes, like swag cups from the carnival.
You're a winner, baby.
Those cups will cool you down, but these cups will bring the heat. For a thirsty emergency, fire cups.
Fire cups.
They can't be beat. All those cups, cups, cups. Yeah, those cups, cups, cups. We are cups, cups, cups. We are all good cups.
Wow. These are really good cups.
I think I'm starting to understand good cups. But this beat is a little exciting. I could use a break.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, it's time to relax and get zen. Introducing Yoga Cup.
Hello, I'm Yoga Cup. Let's start with Warrior One and take a sip. Let's move into Triangle Pose and take a sip. And one last gulp as we ease into our downward facing dog and sip.
Yeah. Remember to stay hydrated. Water is life, y'all. Good cups back at ya.
Poco cups are jumping. They have their ups and downs. Bring out your disco cups when you make your dancing rounds.
Are you getting tired? Then it's sleepy cups for you. Pour some soda into twin cups when a single cup won't do.
We love to party with all of you.
Our friends.
That's why we use these time cups so the party never ends.
All those cups, cups, cups. Yeah, those cups, cups, cups. We are cups, cups, cups. We are all good cups.
Now that I have these good cups, let me try serving you those tasty drinks one more time.
That's delicious. Thanks, Disco Cup.
I am a cup. I am a cup.
Now that's what I call apple juice. Thank you, Slow Cup.
You're welcome.
A hot tea, perfectly hot. Way to go, Fire Cup.
Ooh, ah, my ears are burning. I mean, I guess all of me is burning.
Ooh, ow.
Mom, I want to thank you for making this the best birthday ever.
Don't thank me. Thank the good cups.
Okay, let's thank them together by singing the chorus one more time.
Okay.
Everybody cup your hands.
The end!
And now, Lee speaks with the author.
Hello?
Hey, Timothy. It's Lee from Story Pirates.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
Timothy, you wrote the story Good Cups.
Yeah.
A lot of people take cups for granted, don't you think?
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Like, what would a world without cups be like?
You'd have to drink straight from a carton of milk.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that. I want a cup.
You said what it would be like without cups.
You're right. No cups around, so I guess I am going to be drinking out of the carton.
Yeah.
Do you ever drink out of the carton at home?
No.
Can I ask you about some of the specific cups in your story?
Yeah.
So, tell me about time cups.
Well, they're basically cups that have drawings of clocks all over them, and they can travel in time also.
Oh, wow. What about fire cups?
Probably cups that are red and hot.
So, are they, like, hard to hold?
Yeah, and maybe if you put water in it, and then you put ice in it, I think the ice will melt.
Sounds like a good cup for, like, a hot cup of coffee or tea.
Yeah.
Or hot chocolate.
Sounds like hot chocolate.
Yeah. I'm interested in, very much interested in this next one. Swag cups.
I don't know. I just saw that one.
Can you describe to someone who doesn't know what swag is?
I would describe it as being cool.
When I think of a swag cup, I'm imagining a cup that dabs.
I mean, I didn't really think of arms and legs for them.
Okay. It is kind of hard to dab without arms and legs.
Yeah.
Can we make up some new cups?
Well, you go first.
Okay. The first cup I'm coming up with is salad cups.
What do they do?
Hold salad.
Okay.
Your turn.
Oh, train cup.
What's a train cup do?
It basically has wheels.
That's cool. Should I do another one?
Yeah.
Giraffe cup.
What does it do?
It has a long neck in it so it can eat leaves off of the tops of tall trees. And it's a cup.
Okay.
Do you want to do one more?
Nah.
Okay, fair enough. Timothy, it was so fun to talk to you today.
Yeah.
Thanks for letting us perform your story.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye.
Wow, another
so incredible
story. Yeah, I love that story.
Okay, Albert. So, if you're from the future, that means you can tell us what happens to us in the future?
Well, not really. I can't answer too many questions, because if you know the future, it might lead you to make different decisions, which then changes the future. Paradoxes, ripple effects, you get it.
Okay, well, what can you tell us?
In the future, you four story pirates are regarded as some of the biggest heroes in all of ancient history.
Ancient history. We're not that old.
Hey, no offense. I'm 142 years old myself.
You look incredible for your age. What's your secret?
In the future, our scientists developed an elixir that can keep you looking young forever.
Oh!
Can you tell me if I ever achieve my dream of growing my beard out past my knees?
You sure do.
All right! Can you tell me if the Mets ever win the World Series?
On Earth? Yes, twice, in fact.
But they've already won twice.
Can you tell me how my acting career pans out?
Oh, boy. This one feels like a trap question.
It turns out so well, of course. I knew it.
Sure, let's go with that.
Huh. So you really are from the future.
I am indeed, and it is absolutely imperative that I take your lucky Galileo Galilei bobblehead dashboard topper, the one that you hold in your very hands right this second, and I take it back with me to my time. The fate of the universe is literally in your hands, Nimini. So if you will please just hand it over to me...
Oh, well, I guess if the fate of the entire galaxy is entirely dependent on me giving you my lucky Galileo Galilei bobblehead dashboard topper,
uh-huh.
And doing so will save countless lives through countless generations, even though I really love my Galileo Galilei bobblehead dashboard topper.
Yes, that's it.
Then I suppose I can give it to you.
Just place it right here into my outstretched hands, yes?
What is it, Lufa?
Hey, that little shower loofah creature thing just stole something out of my back pocket while I wasn't looking. But give that back.
Hang on. Everyone, take a look at this paper that Lufa took from Elbart's back pocket.
It's a wanted poster.
Gasp.
And and it has Elbart's face on it.
Gasp!
Wanted, Elbart Grizzlebort III, for the illegal theft and sale of ancient artifacts and for illegal use of time travel.
Gasp!
All right, fine, you caught me. The jig is up. I am not really an emissary from the future. I am no adventurer. I am no law-abiding citizen. I am a time-traveling criminal.
We'll be right back.
Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by DoorDash, where you can get $0 delivery fees on eligible orders with Dash Pass, and new members get a 30-day free trial. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
What you doing?
Just waiting for a delivery.
Oh, that's cool. What are you getting?
It's here! Thank you!
Delicious sushi. Aren't you going to eat it now?
Oh, no. I'm waiting for a delivery.
I thought that was your delivery.
Another delivery. It's here! Thank you.
What's that delivery?
Groceries.
Want help putting them away?
Thanks, but not yet. I'm waiting for a delivery.
Another delivery?
It's here! Thank you.
Peter, why are you getting...
It's here! Thank you.
This seems like a lot
It's here! Thank you.
Peter, why do you keep getting so many deliveries?
It's too easy! I can't stop!
Well, what's that delivery you just got?
Oh, more sushi?
Wow, I guess getting that many deliveries makes you hungry.
You have no idea.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. Carnegie Hall Kids is a free website for children ages 5 through 12 to learn about music through fun games and quizzes, igniting imagination in children, offering activities that encourage musical curiosity, and developing knowledge of musical concepts. To find all of the fun, child-friendly games and quizzes, just go to, I can't remember. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
Peter, do you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids?
I sure do. Practice, practice, practice.
No. That's the old joke about Carnegie Hall. I'm wondering if you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids.
Kids can practice too, Lee. Jeez.
I know kids can practice. I'm just wondering how to find Carnegie Hall Kids.
It's on 7th Ave between 56th and 57th Street.
No, Peter, not the physical Carnegie Hall. I'm talking about the website Carnegie Hall Kids, where kids can check out fun musical games and quizzes.
I'm not sure I follow.
Well, there's one quiz called Animal or Instrument.
Ooh, good question. I think you either sound like a crow or a trumpet.
No, not me. Animal or Instrument is a quiz that asks kids to listen to sounds and then guess how they're made.
Sounds okay. I'd rather learn about different musical traditions from different cultures, though.
You can do that at Carnegie Hall Kids, too. I just need to know how to get there.
You're going to want to take the NQ or R train to 57th Street. You can't miss it.
It's a website!
I can make an elephant sound!
Very good, Peter.
Thank you.
Start your child's musical journey today at kids.carnegiehall.org.
Hey, you figured it out!
That's kids.carnegiehall.org.
That's right, I am no hero or resistance fighter in the future. I am just a time-traveling antiquity scalper selling anything I can get my hands on to make a quick buck. I travel through time stealing items of value and then selling them on the internet for cash. Or in my time, credits. Cash really goes out the window in like 400 years.
So everything you told us about the future was a lie?
Well, not all of it. In the future, you really are remembered as heroes for doing something great. I can't tell you what, but it's pretty great. I promise. Actually, I'm a pretty big fan of you myself. And so is my kid. He just turned 112 years old. Do you want to see a picture? No? No? Okay. Elbart, there's no time, you know. Anyway, look, I just knew if I could get my hands on Nimini's famous lucky Galileo Galilei bobblehead dashboard topper, that I could really make a huge profit. I mean, Nimini from the Story Pirates, come on!
Well, Elbart, if you just wanted some of our stuff, you could have just asked.
Wait, really? You mean it? I could just ask for some of your stuff?
Yeah, well, let's see. What's lying around here? Okay, I don't know how much you'll get for these old pens.
The old pens? The ones foretold in the prophecy? I'll take them.
Wow, all right. Here you go.
Here, I've actually been meaning to get rid of this entire drawer full of various kinds of tape. We've got masking tape, duct tape, scotch tape.
Masking and duct, you say? Megan, you know not the magnitude of this gift.
You could have this can of low-sodium salt. I tried using it in my cookie recipe, but it's just not the same.
Thanks! I'll be honest, I probably won't sell this one. I'm trying to watch my blood pressure, so this one's just for me.
See, Elbart? You don't need to steal things to get what you want. Sometimes you can just ask, and people are usually pretty happy to share.
So you're saying that I can have your lucky Galileo Galilei bobblehead dashboard topper?
No.
It was worth a shot.
And now you can sell these things with a clean conscience, like an honest person. Or like a cousin who doesn't like the sweater you got them for their birthday, but you didn't give them a gift receipt on purpose.
Thank you all so much. I have learned a lot from you today. I hate to add to this very generous pile of gifts you've already given me.
It's really mostly junk.
But could I maybe ask you for one last thing?
Sure.
Could I take a picture with all of you, please?
Of course! How much do you think you'll be able to sell it for?
Oh, the picture's not for sale. It's for my kid. They're never gonna believe that I hung out with these story pirates. Let me just take out my future camera and... Hold on, but how do I put it in selfie mode? Okay, there we go.
All right, gather around, everyone. Let's do it here.
Right, yeah. Wait, turn around the other way so that we're not back.
Let's go stand in front of the ship's wheel. Everybody say cheese.
Cheese!
Thanks again, Story Pirates. I'm thinking maybe it's time for me to retire from this life of crime. Spend more time with my kid. You know, really savor what precious little bit of eternal youth we have left together. Anyway, thanks for showing me the error of my ways. I guess it's true what they said about you. You are really nice. Now, it's time for me to go back to the future!
Well, all that gifting made me hungry. Who wants some low-sodium cookies?
Peter, you just gave away your low-sodium salt.
Oh.
Well, who wants some regular cookies?
Me!
And while Peter's making them, let's do a story!
Yeah!
Okay, listeners, have you ever been confused and thought that one thing you thought was a certain thing was actually this other thing that's a totally different thing? And when you discovered the thing wasn't the thing you thought the thing was, you were like, wait a second, I thought that was a different thing. If you have any idea what I'm talking about, I think you'll relate to this next story. Here's the author to introduce it.
Hi, my name is Sheldon. I'm 6 years old, I live in Hawaii, and this is my story. The dog that thought the sunset was a bar.
Sheldon! It's getting dark! Come inside!
Coming, Dad!
And bring Harry inside, too!
Okay, Dad! Come on, Harry! What is it, Harry? Did you see something strange? Oh, Harry, that's just one of our beautiful Hawaiian sunsets! I know! It looks just like a ball! Oops! I said ball! Ball is one of the only human words you know! I'm sorry, Harry. The sun is technically a ball. It's just a massive ball, burning gas 93 million miles away. You can't play fetch with the sun, Harry. The only way to even get to the sun would be by rocket ship. And the only rocket ship nearby would be at Rocket Lab across the street. No, not Labrador, a science laboratory. Boy, you really want to fetch the sun, don't you, Harry?
Sheldon, come inside. Stop admiring that gorgeous Hawaiian sunset we all take for granted because we live on a paradise island.
Coming, Dad! Come on, Harry! Okay, fine, but come inside once it's dark. Hey, Harry! Stop that scratching and digging under the fence! Dad! Harry's trying to escape!
Harry! Stay! Stay, Harry!
Stay! Stay!
Harry,
stay!
Stay!
Harry!
Stay!
Stay! Whoa! He escaped!
Another stellar day at the Rocket Lab. Time for me to lock the door and go home. Oh, hello there. What a friendly dog. Hold on. Let's read your name tag. Harry? Hello, Harry. Hey, Harry, wait. You can't go in there. That's where we keep all the you opened that rocket door all by yourself.
Greetings, passenger. Set in destination.
Well, you'll have to enter a destination manually on that keyboard over there. But you're a dog, and there's no way you could possibly...
Destination set. The sun. Prepare for launch.
What the... Hey, Harry? You typed in the destination?
You closed the airlock behind you!
Prepare for launch. 10.
Harry,
nine,
you're about to launch into
eight,
outer space.
Seven,
the ship is automated
six,
to take you to the sun and back.
Five,
this journey
four,
will be dangerous.
3, 2, 1. Liftoff.
Godspeed, young Harry!
Exiting Earth's atmosphere.
Ooh.
Welcome to space, Harry. Your journey to fetch the sun is just beginning.
Woof, woof, woof.
No time for monologues. Approaching the big gas ball. The sun. Alert. Alert. Power surge.
Who dares come to fetch me, the sun? You, a lowly dog? You think you can come and fetch me, the largest ball in the solar system? That's why it's called the solar system, because of me, the sun! Not so easily deterred, are we, young pup? Every dog gets nervous in a thunderstorm. Dodge this, it's a sunstorm! Wow, you dodged my sunstorm. And your tail, it's still wagging. I find it rather cute. Sit, boy, sit. You sat? What a good boy. Oh, no, no, no. Are you trying to smell me? I'm a million degrees. What a cute dog you are. Oh, I guess I am a dog star after all. Well, you did it. You've melted my icy sun heart. It's a metaphor. Hey, what's that around your neck? Harry, that's a good name. I'm sure your owners are looking for you. I know what it's like to have a family. I have a brother and sister, Alpha Centauri A and B. The twins, but they don't look alike. It's a whole thing. I know you're right. I should call them. It's time for you to head back, huh?
Setting in a course for Earth.
Goodbye, Harry!
Well, Harry, did you find what you were looking for? Again, no time for monologues. Thrusters powering on for landing. Alert, alert, landing.
Welcome back, Harry! A nice landing! Hold on, boy! Let me get the airlock open! Whoa, Harry!
Did you have a nice time? I bet you have a family waiting at home for you, huh? Oh, I guess we're done. Bye, Harry!
Aw, Dad, I'm worried about Harry. He's been gone for ages.
I know, son. Me too. In the meantime, please enjoy this wonderful fresh Hawaiian pineapple that tastes better than anything you've ever tried.
Mmm. Wow, that is really good. Dad, Harry's back!
Oh, I knew he would come back. Good boy!
We're so happy you're back, Harry.
Yes, we are.
What's that? The sun? It's
rising again! At 7:30 p.m.?
Harry! Harry! It's me, your old pal, the sun!
Harry! You did it! You fetched the sun!
Who is it good for? You're the best
friend! Oh, you're such good a good dad! You're the best friend!
We are gonna need a new fence and a lot more sunscreen!
The end!
And now Lee speaks with the author.
Hello?
Hi, is this Sheldon?
Yeah.
Sheldon, I love your story. Thank you so much for sending it to me.
Thank you.
How did you come up with your story?
Well, I saw Harry looking at the sunset.
So you have a dog named Harry.
Yeah.
And Harry was looking at the sunset and you were like, I bet he thinks that's a ball.
Yeah, because the sunset was round, just like a ball.
Do you think Harry has been to outer space in real life?
No, never. They don't allow dogs going into space.
Did you know that one time they did send some dogs to space?
Wow, that was awesome.
Yeah, it's true. So, Sheldon, you live in Hawaii, right?
Yeah, I live on Maui.
I've heard a rumor that the sunsets in Hawaii are very beautiful. Is that true?
Yeah. Sometimes I see different kinds of colors, like in a rainbow in the sunset.
All in the sunset? You see all those different colors?
Yeah.
Wow. If you could go to space, what would you want to see?
I'd like to see Saturn.
Why Saturn?
Well, Saturn is the best planet. I like it so much. But my favorite planet of all is Earth. Earth is our home. Your home, too.
It is my home and your home.
Yeah.
Sheldon, you are awesome. Thank you so much for talking to me today.
Yeah. I'll see you later.
Goodbye, Sheldon. Thank you.
Bye. Thank you for listening to my story, the dog that thought the sunset was a ball.
You're welcome. Bye.
I'm going to go take a sip of water now.
Okay, yeah. Go drink a sip of water. Bye.
Goodbye, Lee.
Thanks for listening to today's episode, and a big thanks to today's authors, Timothy and Sheldon. Before we go, here's today's story spark. Kids, write us a story about mistaken identity. First, come up with a character from your imagination, and then tell us what happens when that character is mistaken for someone else. What kind of trouble does this mistaken identity get them into? And how do they get out of it? As always, grown-ups can submit stories at storypirates.com. See you next week. Bye! The Story Pirates Podcast is a production of Gimlet Media. Executive producers Lee Overtree and Benjamin Salka. This episode was produced by Lee Overtree, Sam Baer, Peter McNerney, Andrew Miller, and Jonathan Roberts. Recording, sound design, and mixing by Sam Baer at the Relic Room in New York City. Our theme song was written by Bobby Lord and produced by Brendan O'Grady. Our staff writer is Mike Cabalon, and contributing writers are Peter McNerney, Megan O'Neill, Lee Overtree, Alexis Simpson, and Ted White. Special guests, Bobby Moynihan and Bowen Yang. This episode features performances by Sarah Morgan Ashy, Lauren Stripling Brody, Dewey Cadell, Lindsay Inahosa, Jack Mitchell, Peter McNerney, Catherine Montesi, Monique Moses, Megan O'Neill, Lee Overtree, Dominic Russo, Regan Sims, Billy Soko, Becca Trabin, Jamie Watson, Nimini Ware, Matt Zimbrano, and Brandon Zellman. Good Cups was produced by Eric Gerson. Special thanks to Lake Bell and Tessa Hirsch. You know, all this talk about good cups reminds me of the greatest cup of all time. I keep it right here in this cupboard. Just take it out, and yes, here it is. The golden chalice of Planet Bleep Blorp. It's beautiful. You know, I've had this golden chalice for a while now, and I've never actually drunk any liquid from it. That changes today. I'll just open the fridge, take some kefir out, pour it into the chalice, and drink it right up. Delicious kefir, as per usual. And it tasted
exactly the same as usual. Nothing really different at all. about drinking kefir out of the golden chalice of Planet Bleep Blorp? Nope, nothing different at all. Except the chalice looks like it got a lot bigger? Or, oh no, I got a lot smaller! Whoa! Wait a second. This means I can live my greatest dream. To finally swim in a pool of kefir! I'll just climb the chalice, and jump in! Whoa!